In Matthew chapter 10, beginning with verse 2, I'm going to read to you. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Listen to this now. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the ways of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter not. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. These are the chosen 12 that Jesus called apostles. I have already spoken on the character of some of these men. Today I want to speak on the character of Thomas, for whom expositors and preachers have hardly a good word to say. Rarely has a man been so maligned on such little evidence. For the most part, criticisms of this apostle are just mere repeating of what people have heard from others. Some say that Thomas is much to blame for his unbelief, because he missed the Sunday night service. Others say the character of Thomas is an anatomy of melancholy. Most of us try to disassociate ourselves from people who have such a temperament as Thomas. Some of us regard Thomas as the skeptic among the apostles, a man of materialistic mind, a man who has lost his faith. I think that it is time that a character like Thomas should be studied independently, without bias, with a desire to see him as he really is. To some people, he is known only as Doubting Thomas or Doubting Didymus, a label that has been attached to his name for more than 2,000 years. But then, don't we also get tied up in labels? Don't we like to refer to people by their label instead of what they really are? We refer to those in the church that's undergone a tragic divorce as the divorcee, or the man who was a thief, but God graciously saved him, but yet he is labeled the thief. A lot of people do not look beyond the label and see the person that's inside that God has radically changed. I have discovered that it is not what people may call you, but it's what you answer to. Certainly, Thomas may have had some doubts, and so do we. I do not believe for a moment that Thomas was among those born sad, whose heart was the home of sorrow, or who carried about with him everywhere he went a heavy heart. I don't believe that. His Hebrew name Thomas, with its Greek equivalent Didymus, means a twin. Several expositors have tried to find a twin brother in various New Testament persons. Because his name is paired with that of Matthew, there are some who suggest that they may have been twin brothers. One suggestion, which comes to us from an old tradition, says that the other twin was a sister. Another Bible scholar affirms that the coincidence between the name and his twin mindedness is remarkable. In him, the twins, unbelief and faith, were contended one with the other, as Esau and Jacob in Rebekah's womb. I would say to you, there is a dual conscience in all of us. When I would do good, Paul said, evil is present with me. But this I say, when the scripture is silent on an issue, we should remain silent also, and not let our imagination run wild. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.